gas prices are lower today than when Russia invaded Ukraine. So what is the personal consumption index? We'll share that story with you. Mortgage rates fall once again. A major retail chain is actually lowering prices. McDonald's is running a test. Yes, this is only a test. Gannett is laying off workers yet again. We've got the Wall Street Report, and if you check the Google Doodle, you will see something surprising, and we'll highlight that story yet today. You ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. The business news is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, ready and willing and able to share the business news headlines with you today. Hey, you want to find us on Twitter? You can do that. We're located at IOB_NewsHour. Gasoline prices nationwide are now lower than they were on February 24. That is the day Russia invaded Ukraine. AAA says that back then, a gallon of regular gas cost $3.54. Today, nationwide, it's $3.47. Meanwhile, here in Des Moines, Iowa, we're seeing 10% ethanol selling for $2.92 a gallon, and in other parts of Iowa, we've had reports of $2.52 a gallon. But there is a but. Back during the summer, the high fuel prices were all the fault of President Joe Biden. People were livid, blaming the president for the high cost of everything. Well, today, those same people are not saying a word about the lower cost of fuel. Perhaps, just perhaps, it's because it does not fit their political narrative. This week, mortgage rates fell once again, making it the third week in a row that this has happened. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 6.49% in the week ending December 1. That's down from 6.58% the week before, that all according to Freddie Mac. A year ago, the 30-year fixed rate was 3.11%. Mortgage rates have tumbled following reports that indicated inflation may have finally reached its peak. The average mortgage rate is based on mortgage applications that Freddie Mac receives from thousands of lenders across the country. The survey only includes borrowers who put down 20% and have excellent credit. But many borrowers who put down less money up front or have less than perfect credit will pay more than the average rate. Mortgage rates tend to track the 10-year T-note. As investors see or anticipate rate hikes, they make moves which send yields higher and mortgage rates rise. Investors are also watching the Fed's favorite inflation measure, which showed some cooling. Taken together with Wednesday's news from Powell, U.S. Treasury yields fell, suggesting mortgage rates are likely to go in the same direction. So what is that inflation report the Fed eyes? It is called the Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, or PCE, which rose 6% in October compared to a year earlier. That's down from the upwardly revised 6.3% annual increase reported for September. Prices rose by 0.3% in October compared to September, the same monthly increase as in each of the previous 2 months. Stripping out volatile food and energy, core PCE rose 5% over the past 12 months and 0.2% month on month. That compares to September's upwardly revised 5.2% annual increase and a month-on-month jump of 0.5%. The 12-month gain in core PCE matched the forecasts of economists surveyed by Refinitiv, while the one-month gain was slightly lower than the 0.3% rise that had been forecast. Among dollar stores, Family Dollar is not as big as Dollar General. The low-cost retail chain has been losing market share to its larger competitor. Well, now the company hopes that by lowering prices, it can win back many of the shoppers it's lost. The company's battle for many of the same low-income shoppers in cities and rural areas, and both sell mostly food and everyday items for between $1 and $10. But Family Dollar's prices can be 10% to 15% higher than Dollar General's and other discount competitors. Higher prices have been contributing to weak performance, so the chain is dropping those prices in an effort to better compete. Although lower prices will squeeze Family Dollar's profit in the short term, executives believe the measures are necessary to revive the chain. Family Dollar has not said by how much its prices will drop, and a spokesperson noted prices change consistently and vary from product to product. Analyst estimates that the chain's prices have fallen by around 5% since the company announced the initiative back in August. You know, sometimes small is, well, better. Or that's the hope over at McDonald's as the company opened up a new concept store near Fort Worth, Texas. The site will also allow McDonald's to test some new technologies. Bloomberg is reporting that the location, operated by a franchisee in the city of White Settlement, is considerably smaller than a traditional restaurant. The inside is designed for customers who want to dine at home or on the go and includes pickup shelves for orders. Outside, there are parking spots for delivery drivers and users of curbside pickup. Technologies at the new site include an order-ahead car lane for diners who have ordered on the app to get their food via a conveyor belt instead of from a person. McDonald's has been trying to improve speed at its drive-through lanes, which, even before the pandemic, accounted for roughly two-thirds of its business. Restaurants are flocking to new kitchen layouts, smaller physical spaces, and more drive-through lanes to better serve people on the go. Hot dog chain Portillo's Incorporated is experimenting with a triple drive-through lane, while Chipotle Mexican Grill is expanding its pickup window for cars. Earlier, my Twitter feed was full of reporters and digital editors from Gannett saying this was their goodbye message. And so it was. The largest newspaper chain in the United States began another round of layoffs on Thursday, joining a host of other media companies cutting jobs in recent weeks. The Boston Globe is reporting that employees at Gannett's newspapers, which include USA Today, the Indianapolis Star, and Detroit Free Press, began receiving layoff notifications, part of an effort to cut about 6% of the company's roughly 3,400-person U.S. media division. Word of the notifications spread quickly among Gannett employees. At USA Today, journalists received invitations on their employee calendars to join meetings with editors and human resources professionals. The layoffs are the latest in a series of cost-cutting measures by Gannett, which in August eliminated about 400 jobs and said it would not fill hundreds of open positions. More spending cuts were announced in October when Gannett's chief executive Mike Reed told employees that the company would offer voluntary buyouts and require workers to take unpaid leave. Also last month, Maribel Wadsworth Perez, the company's president of Gannett Media, announced that she was leaving the company at the end of the year, telling employees she planned to take time to catch her breath and prioritize her family. Gannett has battled a sagging share price in recent years as revenue from printed newspapers has continued to fall. The company has sought to offset the declining print business with digital subscription revenue and marketing services, but revenue has declined this year due to a difficult advertising market. On Wednesday, investors went wild, and the bull market was on. Today, the bears returned to Wall Street. The Dow fell by 194 points, landing at 34,395, with Salesforce leading the declines. The NASDAQ was up by 14 points to 11,482, and the S&P 500 fell by 3 points to close at 4076. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with gaming. Did you know that the father of the video game cartridge was a black man? Lawson, who led the team that developed the first gaming system with interchangeable cartridges, the Fairfield Channel F, which launched in 1976, and was an important precursor to the Atari 2600 and the Nintendo Entertainment System. Lawson went on to found VideoSoft, which broke ground as one of the first black-owned game development firms. Lawson died back in 2011. And if you check the Google Doodle from today, you now understand what that is all about. And that is a wrap. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.